A check still holds an important place in the systems of both business and personal transactions in India. However, when a check is dishonored, also referred to as check bounce, this becomes a nightmare for the payee, time-consuming, frustrating, and even financially draining. To overcome these hitches, Indian law provides a systematic approach to handle such disputes, which starts with a check bounce notice, and if the issue is not resolved, it can proceed to the court. In this article, we will explore check bounce notices in India, the procedure to follow, and more of the legal framework governing such legal procedure. It also offers information on current rules, changes, preventive measures. What is a check bounce? Check bounce means the banker declines to proceed with the payment when the check is presented to him for payment. This can happen for several reasons, including insufficient funds. There is a problem of insufficient equity to meet the amount of the check referred to the account holder. Signature mismatch. The signature on the check does not tally with the specimen signature that the bank has. Stop payment instructions. The bank is told to stop the payment as it is placed in the drawer. Post-dated checks, if produced before the date of the check mentioned in it. Technical errors, actual prescribing, a check showing signs of damage, or a check carrying imperfect information. Regardless of the reason, a check bounce can have serious legal implications under Section 138 of the Negotiable Instruments Act, 1881. This section holds the drawer accountable for dishonoring the check and prescribes penalties to deter such defaults. Check bounce notice process in India. Notice of check bounce is an important pursuit stage which gives the drawer an opportunity to make payment before an action is brought. Below are the detailed steps. 1. Check dishonored by bank. Whenever a check is returned by the bank unpaid and if the grounds are other than accounts payment, bank issues a check return memo to the payee. It becomes necessary when in the process of instituting the legal process in any way. 2. Drafting a legal notice. The next procedure is writing a legal notice. This notice must be sent by the payee to the drawer at the latest within 30 days from the receipt of the check return memo. The notice should include number of the dishonored check, date of the check, and the amount of the check. Reason for dishonor as specified in check return memo. A demand for payment of the check amount 15 days after the receipt of the notice. 3. Serving the notice. Legal notice should be served through some reliable means such as the registered post with acknowledgement or email. The proof of delivery is important in future legal cases. 4. Response period. The drawer is also given a 15-day period from the date of the notice to make the payment. If the payment is effected within this duration, no other legal process could be taken. 5. Escalating to legal action. If the drawer does not make payment within the 15 days, then a legal complaint can be lodged under Section 138 before the jurisdictional magistrate court. This complaint must be made within 30 days after the 15-day notice period given to make the proper complaint is over. Legal process for check bounce. Once the complaint is filed, the legal process unfolds as follows. 1. Filing the case. The payee files a written complaint in the magistrate court, supported by the following documents. Original dishonored check. Memo for check return received from the bank. A Xerox copy of the legal notice sent to the drawer. Evidence as to the delivery of the legal notice in the matter. 2. Issuance of summons. The case is reviewed by the court and if the petitioner meets all the requirements, the court will then order the drawer to appear in the court and show cause why the demand was not met by him. 3. Submission of evidence. This evidence and arguments are presented in court by the payee, the drawer and anybody that the two parties wish. The payee must prove that the check was written by the drawer. It was dishonored for good and sufficient causes. In compliance with the legal procedures, the required notice period was also served. 4. Trial and judgment. On the basis of the assessed evidence, the court brings a judgment. If the drawer is found guilty, the penalties may include imprisonment up to 2 years. A fine that is equivalent to up to double the amount of the check in question. Imprisonment and fine at the court's discretion. New rule of check bounds. The Indian government and judiciary have taken some steps to prevent the methods and cases of the check bounds and firstly to ease the load on the courts. Digitalization of proceedings. Most of the courts have adopted the online process for filing and processing of the check bounds cases to enhance quick delivery. Electronic summons. Summons are usually delivered electronically via email or via a text message. Mandatory compensation. Offenders are penalized and also made to remit a certain amount of money to the payee. Stricter timelines. The judiciary is disposed to ordering check bounds matters within set time limits. These updates are meant to increase efficiency and aid in the compensation of any unfairness in the affected stakeholders. Preventive measures to avoid check bounds. Check bounds is common among people, especially those who don't have tight financial discipline. As follows are some ways one can avoid check bounds. Here are some preventive measures. For drawers, issuers. Make sure that you have enough balance in your account before the check gets cashed. Check the recipient's name and the check's details before writing the message. Make sure that the signature you made corresponds to the bank records. Do not write checks drawn for a future date or any checks with open spaces for writing the amount. For payees, recipients. Check the drawer's account status with the bank as a reliability check before accepting checks. Check return memo should be retained as evidence. Do not wait for long. Issue a legal notice if a check gets dishonored. By adopting those practices, both parties will be able to avoid most of the misunderstandings between them, as well as keep proper financial reins. Conclusion. The check bounds notice process in India has social relevance in protecting the interest of the payee and in keeping checks and balances at par with accountability for financial transactions. Knowledge of the legal procedure. Awareness of the recent change in rules and compliance with the prevention steps are useful and helpful in this situation. FAQs. Q1. What happens if a check bounces? Ans. When a check bounces, the payee has the right to issue a legal notice to the drawer demanding payment within 15 days. If the drawer fails to pay, the payee can file a case under Section 138 of the Negotiable Instruments Act. If found guilty, the drawer may face imprisonment, fines, or both. Q2. What is the new rule of check bounds? Ans. The new rules emphasize faster resolution of check bounds cases. Courts now use digital tools for quicker processing, and summons are often issued electronically. Additionally, stricter penalties and enforcement measures have been introduced to deter offenders. Q3. What is the legal process for a check bounds? Ans. The legal process involves sending a legal notice to the drawer within 30 days of receiving the check return memo. Allowing the drawer 15 days to settle the payment. Filing a case in the magistrate court within 30 days of the expiry of the notice period.